We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
And joining us on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, indeed, it's Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Here he is, the man who's going to solve the Major League Baseball lockout, probably have it all taken care of by Christmas Day, John Heyman. How are you, John?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're hanging in there. And, of course, yeah. Tony says hello here. He is he's kind of in a similar spot to you, John, in terms of the when we asked you about the NL MVP balloting all season long, and since you had a vote in it, you were not eligible to discuss. So, Tony is going
to. I also didn't want to admit I didn't vote for Tatis.
You didn't want to admit it, but you finally came clean. And you know, eventually, the people on Twitter were so nice about it, weren't they?
I doubt it. I don't know. I don't look what people say. I'm afraid.
Very smart, smart man for sure. All right. Well, let's just kind of just get the overview of where the lockout, I mean, it is and where it is and isn't likely to go here in the next, you know, few months.
Yeah. Well, the bad news is they're very far apart and don't like each other at all. Yeah. The good news is they got a long time to go. You know, they've got probably 3 months to work on this, and I hope they get started soon. You know, they haven't met a lot. They haven't made a lot of offers. It's gone very slow. It seems like their ego's involved. It's a very, very sad situation. But they were wise to make the CBA expire December 1st. That gives them a long time to try to figure it out, and hopefully they do, because you can't miss any games. They cannot miss games.
Yeah, we saw how tough that was for him. John, I won't ask you about the lockout. I'll ask you about the two deals that you tweeted about that didn't actually go through and what that process was like. Verlander's deal seemed to have come down a few weeks ago. Apparently,
yeah, absolutely.
That one doesn't go through. And then Nick Martinez, a guy that the Padres had signed, it sounded like, late last night, that one also didn't go through. What went through or what was the process in getting these deals through before yesterday's or this morning's deadline?
Yeah, we had to get it done by 11:59. You know, the paperwork on both sides, the signatures, you know, you had to agree on the medicals, however you did it. I mean, I don't think these late deals, there were guys were examined, unless he lived down the block in San Diego somewhere. I don't see how that could have been. So they would have to look at the medical, and they signed off on it. Apparently, they were a little bit late on the paperwork. Didn't get it in by 11:59. You know, sometimes I think on the trade deadline, it feels like some of those trades are announced 20 minutes after. And did they really all come through by 12? Maybe that was a bit of a gray area. But here, in a lockout, things are deadly serious. You better get it in time. And, you know, we didn't know that they were going to lock them out exactly at midnight. I knew they were going to lock them out. I've known that for a long time. And they voted 30-0. The owners did to lock them out. But, I really wasn't sure it was going to be exactly at 12, and it was, and just wasn't in time. But I will say this, both sides wanted to do the deal, and I think it'll just wait for the 2 or 3 months, however long it takes to get the CBA, and then we'll have a deal with Martinez with the Padres. Verlander, we're not so sure how that went down, what happened exactly. Nobody will talk about it, and it didn't get done, and you know, it was 2 weeks ago. It should have been time. Is that possible that it was just paperwork? Does paperwork take 2 weeks? I don't know. You know, he may have been vacationing, or I really don't know what happened there. But I'm a little I'd be a little concerned about that one. I don't see them writing about it in Houston, though, so maybe they were more confident than I am. But nobody will talk about it, so that's not a great sign either. So I'm concerned about that Verlander deal. That was a great deal for the player, I thought. I thought that was one of the best player deals done, to get a guy, no matter how great a pitcher he's been in the past, he's coming off of Tommy John surgery, to give him 2 years with an opt-out, $50 million. I thought that was a great deal that Verlander's agent did.
He should have come back from vacation if that was the holdup.
Deal. His life is slightly different than yours and mine, I'll just say that.
Slightly. Yeah, I would agree. Mm-hmm. All right, John, real quick, on the last thing for me really on the lockout, because I still want to talk baseball when we have you on, mm-hmm. and we'll get updates. But just so the people understand out there, is there anything other than the management and the distribution of money that has these two sides at odds right now? Something fun for us to kind of follow over the next few months? Or is it all just about, billionaires arguing over how to split up the money?
Yeah, I do think it's about money. That's the bottom line. I would say billionaires and then millionaires. I don't know if any of the players are quite billionaires yet. But, I would say it's about the money. Ultimately, they're going to be different ways to divide it up. The arbitration is an issue. The free agency, the players want to be free agents a year earlier. Again, arbitration a year earlier. And, both sides, I think, did make a little bit of progress in Dallas. It wasn't completely time wasted. They did learn things, I'm sure, but they really need to get down to business. I think the biggest problem they have is the personality clash. They do not like each other. That's the bottom line here. I mean, Rob Manfred, not to pick sides, but as the chief negotiator and as the commissioner, they did deals for 25 years. They had 25 years of labor peace. Last year they didn't get a deal done, but it was no lockout. There was no work stoppage. Certainly we knew about the pandemic, and he ordered them back to work when they didn't really figure it out exactly. We didn't have a stoppage, but it wasn't really copacetic. They weren't on the same page. And now, that portended what was going to happen now. And these sides, they do not like each other. The union's got new management in there, and they want to make up for what they see as mistakes of the past. And, I think it's just an ego clash, personality clash. They do not get along, and that's an issue.
We're talking to Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman here on 97.3 The Fan. Quint and Chris, now, I'm pretty interested to see how social media plays a role in all of this, because last time that the players locked out was in 1994, or the owners locked the players out. I got to get my phraseology right. But
yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of players on Twitter posting new pictures that are just like a shadowy face of what is all over MLB websites. And I'm just curious if you think social media will have any impact on the speed of how they resolve this, because there is going to be a ton of pressure from fans and a ton of pressure from players.
Yeah, I mean, there definitely is a public relations battle, and so the social media is part of that, and that could change the pressure. I mean, the reason for the lockout is to put pressure on the players. They seem to have a pretty good resolve, though, so I'm not sure if it's going to work, but they want to force them to offer a better deal. Right now it's pretty ugly, but fortunately there are no games for 4 months, so they got a long time to work it out. If they can't work it out, I mean, they've got at least 3 months to work it out. We're going to have probably a shortened spring training, 3 months to work it out. They better get it done, because they cannot miss games. I mean, I was a Yankee beat writer in 90 when they had a lockout. There wasn't this kind of tension and pressure that there is now, even though that was in spring training that the lockout occurred. Right now there is just great competition for the entertainment dollar, not only sports, but I mean, in 1990, we didn't have Netflix and Hulu, whatever else people do these days. I don't know, but, there's all sorts of sports and gambling and all this other stuff. And, probably football and basketball have gained ground in that period. They better not miss games. That's all I'll say. I know when they missed the World Series in 94, that was terrible, and I think the home run race helped bring it back, but we don't have a repeat of missed games and certainly a missed World Series. But the fact that it's December, I think, gives us all hope. Even if they hate each other, they should be able to figure it out in 3 months.
God, I would hope so. John Heyman is with us. John, the contracts that were all signed right up until the deadline and stuff, those players obviously don't make any money because they're locked out, but when do those take effect, number one? Number two, how is it going to work with guys like Trevor Story, Nick Castellanos, Chris Bryant, those who did not sign before this all went down? Are they just completely out in limbo and no negotiating of any kind until an agreement is reached?
Yeah, well, generally players during the season. So, you know, if you're making, let's say you're making $30 million, you're paid over the period of the season, which is, 7 months or something like that? So that's it. You're not paid now anyway. So they're not affected in terms of their salary generally. And there was the other part of that. I'm sorry.
Just the guys that didn't sign yet. And those guys, can they do any negotiating or nothing?
No. Nope. There's to be no contact. There's nobody working out at the facilities. There's no discussions. There's no negotiation. There's nothing going on. I mean, is it possible that there's some kind of talks? Is somebody not going to follow the rules? Yeah, I mean, this is baseball. We've had a history of not following the rules, right? The rules are pretty clear, though.
They can't even agree what the rules are, so it's pretty hard to follow them sometimes.
No, but right now the rules, at least for the owners, is that their employees are not to contact the agents or the players.
Yeah.
And, would somebody try to sneak something in there? I wouldn't doubt it, but the rule is no. So there's not going to be any stories. I mean, maybe they'll be talking, and they shouldn't be, but there won't be stories about it. Nobody's going to find out about it.
Yeah.
But, there'll be a period of negotiation. It might be very brief, but look, a bunch of players signed in no time the last 5 days, right? So we might have a week of doing it in February. That'd be my guess. We'll see.
All right, John. Well, thank you for the report, and I'm going to stick to what I said. John Heyman, I think he's going to get together. He's going to figure it out. He's going to get Bob Costas to come in with him. You like Bob Costas, John? Is he okay?
Yeah, I do like Bob Costas.
I like Bob Costas. I always feel like he could get something done.
Yeah.
Get some people with a reasonable mind, you like yourself and Costas, and get everybody together in a room. And can't come out until you get it done. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, baseball is doing well. They should be able to figure it out. But I do think there's a personality clash. And like I said, Rob Manfred did deals for 25 years and hasn't been able to do them for the last two. So.
Yeah.
They have a change in leadership, and they don't get along now.
You're bringing up a great point about Manfred.
Problem, but it's the personality clash that's the problem.
Well,
yeah.
All right. Well, we have no personality clash with you. We really enjoy when you come on the show. We appreciate it. Have a good holiday season, and we'll catch up to you hopefully here in a little
Sounds
bit
good.
With
Thanks,
better
John.
News.
Great.
There
All
is.
Right, great talking to you guys. We'll talk to you later. See
Thank you. There he is. John Heyman, Odyssey MLB Insider, Insider Calls, presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter, beat the books, download the BetQL app, or visit BetQL.com today. And the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. You can save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.